Hamas has held a conference to commemorate and contribute to reviving the memory of the 66th anniversary of Nakba among Palestinians. 7,500 Palestinians were expelled from their homes in a war to create Israel back in 1948.
While we commemorate the 66th anniversary of Nakba, when thousands of Palestinians become refugees in Europe and neighboring countries, Israel celebrates its creation on the blood and bodies of Palestinians in 1948. I am confident that Palestinians would do anything to free their homeland because they are committed to the culture of Quran.
Since 1948, many Palestinians have refugees in Europe and neighboring countries and never gotten the chance to visit their homeland again. Today, there are around 4.7 million Palestinian refugees around the world who still hold tight to their right of return.
The Nakba Day of
1948 is the ugliest catastrophe for Palestinians. It is when our parents and grandparents were forced to leave their lands. They were slaughtered. Churches and mosques were destroyed. Cities and villages were demolished by Israelis. But we promised that the Israelis will only have two choices, either to leave our land or die on it.
In the conference, Hamas leaders said that the Nakba will never be forgotten and will be passed on to every Palestinian generation. Contrary to the Israeli claim that the Palestinian youth will forget it once their elders die.
I was born in Gaza, but I'm from Ashkelon. I've never visited my homeland, but my parents and grandparents tell us about it. I'm more homesick than they are because I'm dreamed of seeing my homeland. If my generation couldn't return, my son's generation will surely return. It's only a matter of time, as we will never forget it.
Nakba Day commemorations are held around the world on May the 15th, but Gazans participate in a number of events during the Nakba week. The participants have vowed not to give up on the right of return to their homelands, which Israel occupied in 1948. Hala Safadi, Press TV, Gaza.